Proverbs 1:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. One of the best bits of advice I got right after being saved was to read Proverbs and read a chapter of Proverbs every day. There are 31 chapters, and that means every month you could read one proverb a day and start over. Today, April 1st, 2021, a good day to start. Now, the book of Proverbs is unlike any other book in the Bible, really. As you go through a chapter of Proverbs, you'll find that it's chunks. A chapter is made up of chunks. The way Scofield reference note in the old Scofield Bible describes it, this collection of sententious sayings is divine wisdom applied to the earthly conditions of the people of God. And that word sententious means abounding with sentences, axioms, and maxims, short and energetic as a sententious style or discourse, sententious truth. That, if you think about that, you get that definition. You can find it in Webster's 1828 dictionary, and you will find that's a good description of Proverbs. And so as you read through a chapter of Proverbs, you take each proverb, there's several in each chapter, and take those and pray about what they mean. You may have to do a little study sometimes to get it, but find out what that proverb is saying and then pray about applying it to your life. I want to tell you, when I first got saved, I was ignorant. I was a mess. And within a few years, I had to watch. I had to keep from allowing the things people said to me to make my head get so big I couldn't fit through the door. And they would compliment me on my wisdom as a young man serving the Lord. And I would always tell them, because that's one thing, Proverbs, if you read it, it'll keep you humble. It'll keep you from getting the big head. And I would tell them, listen, anything you see in me that you find commendable, I give all the credit to God's word, and any wisdom you see, directly, the book of Proverbs. I learned so much, and I even to this day, I'll read some proverb in a chapter of Proverbs, and I'll think, man, if I'd just known that. Now, my parents and my church, I was raised in a Christian home, went to church, and I was encouraged to read the Bible and follow the Word of God. I just didn't. I just ignored it. And now looking back, I think, man, if I'd only done that. And the prime example is right there in verse 1 of Proverbs 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. And you can look that up. Read the life of Solomon. Take the time to read 1 Kings chapter 1 to 1 Kings 11. And you'll watch this whole thing unfold. And Solomon ends up walking away from the wisdom of the very proverbs that he collected and wrote and brought together in this book of Proverbs. And it's a sad end. It's a warning to us. Stay in God's Word and follow that advice that I was given. Read a proverb every day, and just, you will never get, 30 years later, and I never read Proverbs and think, boy, this is getting boring. I'm not learning anything. That just isn't going to happen. So I'd encourage you to do that. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Ironically, the goal is to not end up like Solomon. Stay the course. To finish the course. And fight the good fight like Paul did right up to his dying day.